Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. A one-day strike by Oakland school teachers that had been planned for today was called off after the union reached an agreement with the school board. This deal came just days after the board voted to oust its school superintendent. Phil, is that a coincidence?
No, it's not. And it's an interesting pattern, and one that I think you should keep your eyes on whether you live in Oakland or not. I mean, here's the story, Megan. When it comes to political power, the most powerful group in any school board election is likely to be the teachers' union. They have a vested interest in what goes on and a vested interest in their pay and in their benefits. And if there's a school bond measure on the ballot, you can bet that, let's say, contractors are going to be contributing heavily in order to pass it, because that means building and that means business for them. If it's a school board election, that's when the teachers' union comes in and plays heavy. And they played heavy in November's election of the current school board in Oakland, helping elect three of the seven members. They already had one member that they had helped elect. That gave them four, a majority. They put in their person, their pick, as the president of the school board. And then that led in turn to the review of the superintendent, who was not crazy about the union's demands for more money and no school closures. So the next thing you know, the school board superintendent is out and there's a threatened one-day strike. And before they can even get to that, they come to an agreement, which brings back some of the positions that were cut and cost the district about $2.5 million. And it's all done behind closed doors.
Yeah, and they haven't said where this money might come from. I mean, that part hasn't changed.
Well, Megan, you've covered Oakland school system and I've covered Oakland school system for years. And, you know, the unofficial motto is if you spend it, it will come. They will figure the money's going to come somewhere. Where it comes from remains to be seen. Sometimes in the past, it's come from cuts, not necessarily to the teachers union, but to other workers within the district. This time, the question is not just about where the money's going to come from, because at the same time that the superintendent, who is on her way out, was trying to balance the budget, she was also saying they had to close schools because of declining enrollment, none of which was popular with either the teachers or with the public at large, the school parents. But the fact of the matter is they don't have the money, and where it's going to come from remains to be seen. The state has bailed them out in the past. I don't think the state's going to do it this time. But, you know, it's interesting. School boards oftentimes, you know, for as important a job it is to the average person out there, I mean, it really can affect the town. If you don't even have kids in schools, it'll affect your real estate values if the schools are good or bad. But people pay less attention to what goes on at a school board than they do at their city council. They pay less attention to what goes on in their city council. I mean, everybody has an opinion about Donald Trump one way or the other, but you'd be lucky if you could even name members on your school board in any city. That's just the way democracy works these days. The less attention paid to what the most effect is, and that's when you see plays like this happen.
Well, thank you so much, Phil. We'll be on again live at 7:50 tomorrow morning.